Ready for the show today?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're going to start off with...
Good evening, everyone. It is your 4 o'clock podcast. Dougie and Brandon, we are back for another episode. And boy, is it a great feeling to be a New York football fan. And I'm not talking about the Giants. I ain't talking about the Jets. I am talking about the Buffalo Bills, Brandon. Is this a team, now with the Chiefs at 2-3, is this a team that's the favorite to go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC?
Oh, 100%. This is a team that, you know, they beating the Chiefs is a sign that, you know, this could be another AFC matchup in the conference finals in the playoffs. And what the Giants showed on Sunday is, you know, they didn't blow them out, but it was not even close. It was 38-20. It wasn't even a close game. I mean, the Bills just put everything on the field that night. There was a delay. Maybe that took a little steam out of the Chiefs, but the Bills really showed off what they had that night. I mean, they really. And I like Dawson. I think Dawson Knox is becoming a really good player. He really, you know, there are people in the organization who really love him, thinks he could be, you know, part of their future. You know, they got to – and I think signing Mitch Trubisky in the offseason was smart. It gives you extra confidence, you know. It gives you a backup, you know. It makes them feel more confident in themselves, makes them feel less – like, because if something happens to Allen, they have another backup quarterback that is very good. So they're very stacked. They're very stacked. They really want to get to the Super Bowl this year, and I really think they have a shot. I think the team they would have to beat is obviously the Chiefs, and I think by the way they played on Sunday, they could beat them. It's just they got to be confident in themselves and play as hard as they can, and especially in the postseason when you know you got the postseason pressure on you. You know, especially at
for sure.
But yeah,
especially in Kansas City.
Yeah, the Bills and the Chiefs, definitely, I feel like a new rival. It's definitely a new rivalry.
All right, we're going to stay local now. The New York Giants and the Jets, I think we each have 18 wins in the last 5 seasons. What is going on in New York? You think it's time to sell those organizations? You think it's just a system in place? Maybe the players can't handle the Big Apple? What's going on in New York?
It's definitely a combination of everything. I think, you know, you can't necessarily blame, you know, you can't put everything on the head coaches. You can't put everything on, you know, I think you have to sell the team. I think, you know, Mara has to sell it. I think the owner of the Jets needs to say, I mean, they just need to, I think they need to clean house and just start over again. You know, and I don't know how much there really is to do. I mean, this is the New York football teams are not the New York. Well, I should say the New York City football teams are not necessarily the easiest franchises to handle, as there's a lot of expectations to be dealt with it. The media, you know, you're expecting the best. You know, you got some of the best fans in the world. So there's a lot.
Loyal, too.
Yeah. There's a lot to be revolved around here, but I think the first step to maybe becoming a consistent winning team would be to sell the team. Question is, who would buy it? There's a lot of guys out there that would buy it, but if you do sell the team, you got to make sure you recruit the right players. You got to make sure you try to get the best players because this is football. You know, you gotta go out there and scout out the best players there are. You know, because especially not at these schools like you know Alabama, you gotta look at those schools and see who the best players are. But I think we could work with what we have right now, especially with the Giants. I think you got to give Jones another year or two. He's getting better. He's getting better. He's just got to, you know, he can't turn the ball over. He's got a limit turning the ball over. But he's going to be a good quarterback. He's going to be a good quarterback. Question is, will he be good in New York or will he be good on another team? Because look at Sam Darnold.
I think that's a good situation for him to be in Carolina. I think if we look at a few years ago when we had when they had Mark Sanchez, you know, that fast start, AFC Championship game, back to back years. I think the Jets ruined Sanchez's career. So I think for Darnold, we all knew his potential to go to somewhere like Carolina. It truly saved his career, basically.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, Carolina, you know, not a huge fan base. It is a good fan base, but not a huge fan. Not like a New York fan base. The media is not as pressured. You know, so some people are just not meant for playing on the New York lights. You know, some people are just meant to play in you know, smoother areas like Carolina or like, you know, places like Kansas City or
Arizona.
Yeah. So, you know, so not everybody's meant to play in these major cities like New York and Los Angeles. So,
or you could be a guy like Matt Stafford, be a great quarterback your whole career. Don't win in Detroit, but go to a team like LA and it looks like they could be a Super Bowl contender.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it also comes down to your personal mentality, you know, your personal psychological mindsets, you know. But it all comes down to that. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's different. Every NFL and every NBA, every professional athlete has different perspectives that they believe in when they play the sport.
Yeah, because you look at you could look at LeBron for one. He would love the big spotlight. A year ago yesterday, actually, he said, you know, I want my damn respect too. So certain players could handle the media. They could handle the pressure. They could handle the crowd. And we'll get more into baseball later, but I was watching the game last night, and we all know what happened. But I think his name was Joe Davis, or it was Smoltzy, and he made a point, and he said, you know, a lot of these guys on the Rays, you know, they're 20, 21, 22, they're young rookies, and they didn't have the impact last year going through that playoff push. Yeah, they played good, but they didn't have that impact of the home field advantage, the crowds. And, you know, they go to a place like Fenway Park. You know, you look at a guy like Brandon Lau, 39 home runs in the regular season. And I think he went maybe 0 for 19 in the playoffs. So, you know, some players, they could handle the pressure of playing in New York City. And then some players, they just can't. So maybe you could go back to scouting and it's who the Jets pick, who the Giants pick, because for some reason, you know, it's been distractions, I think you could say, a little bit. Some of these players, you know, look at the situation with Odell Beckham, a great football player, but he was distracted a lot. They went on that boat trip, took that photo, 18-49, I think, since that photo, which, you know, a lot of people hate bringing up, but we've been a bad football team, and I don't think many of us kind of accept that, because when you're the New York Football Giants, you have those expectations year in, year out. And since our last Super Bowl, we really haven't done shit.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we haven't really done anything. I mean, listen, I feel like if the Giants get to the playoffs, they're going to win the Super Bowl. And we've seen that. The last time we made the playoffs, they won the Super Bowl?
No, we lost to Green Bay, and then I think that was the year the Patriots beat Atlanta.
Right. I mean, there was real. I don't remember the last time. What was the last time the Giants went to the playoffs? I mean, they could have went last year, but if only the Eagles won.
They went in 2015, but the last solid run we had was the Super Bowl. The last player, when we go deep and we win a playoff game, we go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we played. That was when we played the Patriots.
07 and 2011.
Right. But the Giants just want to get back to the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, I think when you have the Giants in the Super Bowl, it's so much,
it's electric.
It is. Even if it's not in New York, you see the crowd, how loud it gets.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this is you got to say New York is about championships. All the expectations of all our franchises in New York are about championships.
Yeah.
that's what New York is about. We want to win championships, but we have to earn it. We can't just be given it. We have to earn it. We have to fight through the obstacles that are offered to us, and we have to get through them.
I mean, I hate the Yankees. I'm not a Yankee fan, but I mean, I respect the organization. I would play for them if I was a major leaguer, but when you're a Yankee, it's not we want to go out and win a division title. We want to make the playoffs. It's we want to put a ring on our finger. We want to raise number 28, 29, 30, 31.
That's, 100%.
That's the New York mindset. And if you're not going to have that mindset, oh, I'm going to New York and I'm going to win a world championship, then don't come and play here.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you, Doug.
And besides the realistically, besides the Bills, besides, I mean, if you want to count the Bills because they're upstate, but locally, besides the Nets, the Islanders, you could throw the Knicks in there. The last 10 years, you really haven't seen anything. The Nets choked in the playoffs. I mean, if you want to talk New Jersey, the Devils haven't done anything. Really? So, yeah. The Mets, they've haven't done anything since 2015. New York sports hasn't really been where we want them to be. It's basically been L.A., Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, it's – and Tampa's just having an excellent, excellent past couple of years in sports. I mean, between the Lightning, the Rays, the Bucks. They're all that's just a winning city now. Not only are they a winning city, they're just a city that's overcoming a lot. You know, they're rebuilding a lot of the communities down there. Tampa's just becoming a spot now for sports and everything. So it's real, you know, that's a city that's just the sports are, even though they had, you know, the Rays don't have a huge fan base. We all know that. But they're a winning.
Right here.
I mean, it's just that they're a good rant. They're a team that is run well. The owner, I forgot his name, but he's
I think Stu Sternberg.
Stu, that's his name. Stu Sternberg, very good owner. He really knows what he's doing. And when did they start? When did they start bringing in like these guys like Meadows and Kiermaier? I mean, that was a great.
Well,
that was
Kiermaier's the been there since 2013, and there were rumors this year that they were going to trade him. Actually, they were going to trade him and Glasnow for Chris Bryant, and I think that would have made a difference. But I didn't want to give up on Kiermaier and Glasnow. And then they got Meadows and Glasnow. And Shane Baz, who they're saying is going to be like the next Gerrit Cole, they got him for Chris Archer.
Yeah.
And then you look at the Blake Snell trade. I think we got Luis Patino. They just have a great system, and they're going to be there for a while. It's just a matter of, you know, that AL East. You're going to have Toronto. You're going to have Boston. You're going to have the Yankees. So, and despite, you know, the Yankees, it just shows how good we were and how consistent we were. Despite the Yankees going on a 13-game win streak, despite Toronto going on a run, we still managed to win that division. And yes,
100%.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, unfortunately, I had to order division championship gear because realistically, I wanted a world championship shirt, a hat, but what can I do? Always next year.
You gotta keep. Just next year, give it another shot. That's the thing. You know, but baseball, that's the one thing with baseball that is, you know, it's exciting, but it's also devastating when you have so many games to be played, 162 games, and then you have a postseason that's not that long. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing with baseball is the regular season is not it's interesting. It's fun, but it really comes down to the postseason. You know, you could, you know, like look at the Yankees in 2019. So they had a wonderful season. 2019, that was one of the best seasons we've ever seen. I mean, that was an awesome season. 2019, Yankees win the division. They go to the postseason and then they don't make it to the World Series. They have an awesome regular season. That's the thing. They don't, you know, the regular.
Well, imagine this year. Imagine if the Dodgers lost that wild card game after losing 105, after winning 105 games. You lose one game.
Yeah, and that's why I think I like the idea of the three-game wild card. The three-game wild card, because it will expand the postseason a little bit. It will make it more interesting, I feel like. So I would love to see. I don't think they're going to do it, but the you know how we had the three-game wild card last year with the, you know.
Oh, yeah, for the COVID season?
The COVID season, yeah. I think that was a great idea to do. It made it very interesting because it put more teams in the postseason, and it meant that – so it helped other teams make their season more meaningful.
Yeah, and it wasn't a neutral site, too. They played in their home stadiums.
Right. And it makes it more like a real postseason bracket. I feel like with this three-game wild card, it makes it fuller. Like, it makes it feel like more of a postseason, you know?
Yeah, and it was. I think most of them were done by game two. They won. The Rays swept Toronto. I think the Yankees swept Minnesota.
I think it was it Minnesota or Cleveland?
Yeah, I think it was Minnesota.
Last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it was Cleveland.
It was Cleveland. Oh, I'm thinking of
You're thinking of 2019, right?
Yeah, you defeated Minnesota. Then you played Houston. All right.
Yeah, 2020, we played Cleveland. That was when we had a play in Cleveland, and then. And then we went to San Diego.
They had the neutral sites.
Right.
And then the division series was best of five. So
best of five against, the Rays.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it's better to give the teams that make it an extra. But still, I wouldn't want to win 100 games and then get swept in two games.
Well, you could try to come up with an idea where maybe those teams could be bought. Like the teams
that was for COVID. So, yeah, moving forward, you could have it was 1-8?
It was 1-8, 2-7, 3-6, and 4-5. Is that how it was?
Yeah, it was like an NHL NBA playoff
bracket. Right, exactly. Like an NHL NBA bracket.
Well, what you could do for moving forward if they want, just, I guess, 7 teams in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl bracket, I guess, do like 1-2. 1-2 would be the byes, 3-6, 4-5.
Yes.
I mean, instead of adding 8 teams, you could have the same amount of teams, the 5 teams, and then just do the one and two get the bye, and then you have the 4-5, and then the 3-6. But how long would you want? You wouldn't want a long bye. That's the thing.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you want to make sure these teams are ready to go. You don't want them cooling off too much, because if you cool off too much, you're going to be so rusty in the small amount of games you have. So they're going. I don't even know if they're even discussing this idea of the expanded wild card next year, because technically, I feel like. Because there was rumors also saying that they want to get rid of the 7-inning doubleheaders. They want to get rid of the second base extra inning runner. So that they want to get rid of those. So I don't know if they're even thinking about this expanded wild card thing, you know. But I feel like it'd be a good idea, you know, make the season more meaningful to like teams like the Mets. I'll use the Mets as an example because they have good seasons. They just fall short at the end. So, like, a team like the Mets could maybe make the playoffs next year or you know. But that's a decision that MLB – that's a decision that could possibly change the way MLB is structured.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of conversations at the
winter meetings. Yeah.
Because it's always interesting what they think of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's going to be a lot of – It's going to be a good win. The winter meetings are going to be exciting too. There's a lot of.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I just can't wait for the playoffs to end, and then we have the winter meetings.
Are you allowed to go to the winter meetings and like see like what's going on there?
I know there's like classes there for like media people that want to get involved with the media. But I'm not sure like how you go through it. I know someone that went, and you get like a VIP pass. You talk to people. Could talk to maybe Ken Rosenthal, whoever's there. But yeah, that's cool. I think that's an interesting thing that they let you go, you can see players. I'm sure there's fans that try and get to the hotel, try and get autographs.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. I know somebody who went, and he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He thought it was an amazing thing. You know, because that's where everybody comes together and gets ready for the season. You know, it's always a good time there. And they also
For sure.
Discuss every trade they made, you know, the acquisitions they made and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
We have James from Monroe on the line. James?
Yes.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
I'm just wondering what you guys think the Nationals will do this offseason and what players will be a good fit for the team.
That's an interesting question. Thanks, James. Thanks for being a fan. Brandon, I'm going to start with you.
What was the question? I couldn't really hear it.
Nationals offseason. Do they do something, and what players are available for them?
Well, I think the Nationals have a good future. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm not really 100% sure who's on the free agent market this offseason. I have to look at the list. But it's going to be a good season. It's good. They're going to be good next year, I feel like. But you know, they're pitching, you know, question is, what are you going to do with, you know, your roster? I don't know. I haven't even heard about the Nationals in a while. Who's even on, like, I know they traded Trey Turner. I know they traded.
You got Yon Soto. Well, the free agents you have this year, you got Greinke, you got Bauer, you got Verlander, Kershaw, Scherzer, Martinez, Buster Posey, Chris Carpenter. So there's quite a few. Nationals depth chart, let's see. I know they brought back Alcides Escobar. Yon Soto they have. Their rotation next year, if everything goes their way, if he performs well, is Strasburg, Corbin, Joe Ross, Eric Feed, and then you have a few young guys in Joshua Gray, Payalo Espinoza, and Josh Rogers. Bullpen is all right. Behind the plate, you have Keibert Ruiz, who was acquired in that trade with LA. Then you got Josh Bell as a first baseman, and a young guy named Riley Adams. Second base, you got Luis Garcia. Third base, you got Carter Kieboom. Shortstop, you got Escobar, who had a great year, by the way, after coming back from, I think, Japan. Yadiel Hernandez on the left. Center field, you got Lane Thomas. And then right field, you got Yon Soto. So they're starting
over.
That's
not a bad roster. That's a very good team right there. I would add a pitcher, maybe, like a Justin Verlander. That would be an awesome, awesome acquisition.
Or he might go to Detroit.
Back to Detroit, Verlander?
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
I wouldn't be surprised about that. I think that wouldn't be a bad option, as Detroit could definitely use a really good, another superstar pitcher.
Yeah, they weren't that bad this year. They had a good season for their. They did, and
you know, I was in Detroit, and they had they're a very good fan base, very good team, and a very good fan base they have. So they deserve a good team. They they weren't that bad last year. Question is, you know, how much longer do you think Miguel Cabrera will be with the team?
Yeah, I think that's true.
I mean, will he retire soon? Who knows?
Again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Dougie and Brandon on Tuesday nights at 4 p.m. We're going to try and do this consistently. If you're watching, we posted the number and the tweet, but you could call, if you're just listening, you could call us at 732-806-1911. Or if you have my personal number, you could call that. Tweet us at RealDougSaravo or follow us on all social media applications at Saravo Broadcasting. Again, we got Brandon Schwartz here. We discussed the football, the Giants, the Jets. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to discuss the latest around Major League Baseball, the postseason. I believe the Astros were playing the White Sox earlier. I'm not sure of the score. We got a few more games later tonight. I think the Braves are one win away. The Dodgers are one loss away. And I think we have another game tonight, actually. I'm not sure. No, yeah, that's it. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. More on the Doug Survival Show. But this is Dougie and Brandon. We'll be right back.
Where the Monroe Falcons are playing the St. Joseph of McCutcheon Falcons.
Past that game's history, we have a state's championship on our mind now.
The ranch, the buffalo.
It all works together very nicely.
Welcome to Falcons Insider.
Falcons Insider. On today's episode...
We're doing a lot of great work. You know, this is work that people said couldn't have been done before.
A lot of money doing something you love.
Re-elected team reporter.
Yeah, what a season that was for you. 54 points in 18 games.
But definitely, I mean, when I said that we're going to win GMCs, I think that's another one that we remember. Yeah.
Without mystery.
You just said it with so much confidence.
Back on Dougie and Brandon. What a show so far it's been, but what a postseason it's been so far. Brandon, how's your... I know your bracket, I think you picked... who did you pick again for your bracket? I know I picked Tampa and LA. Both teams are basically almost done.
I think I picked the Dodgers, Giants... I honestly don't remember. I think I picked the Astros, actually. And I picked the Braves. I think I picked the Braves, actually. I think I picked the Giants, the Braves, the Astros, and the Rays, actually.
Yeah, this is what I did. No, that's a blank. Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Well, Chicago, I don't think is going to make it. Tampa Bay didn't make it. Atlanta's probably going to make it. Yeah, so basically my bracket's done.
Yeah, I think mine's is done too because I picked the Rays also.
I think the Braves could actually go and win it all.
I would not be surprised by that. I think that would be an excellent way to end. I mean, they should win. I think honestly, I think they have the best team. You know, I think they can win the World Series. They want to win the World Series. I feel like they've had that opportunity the last couple of years, just couldn't finish it. But I think this could be the year to do it. I really do, you know. But you're just going to have to – I think you're going to have to beat the Giants in the American – in the National League Championship Series. It's going to be – and it's going to be a good series too.
Yeah, I know. I just went online. The Astros are winning 5-1, bottom of 6. So it looks like it's going to be a rematch of – 2018 Astros, right? Was that 2018 Red Sox and the Astros? I will be rooting for the Astros because I do not want to see Boston, that defeated my team, go to the World Series. I'm probably going to root for the San Francisco Giants just because I want to see my favorite player, Evan Longoria, win a ring. I truly want that to happen. And I was honestly worried about that if the World Series was the Rays and the Giants and Longo lost out on his ring because we won.
Absolutely. And I think Longoria deserves a championship. You know, I know he's one of your faves. I know you like Longoria a lot.
Yeah,
so
my favorite.
I think, you know, if he wins a championship, I know even though the Rays lost, I think he would be just as satisfied if he wins the World Series.
Yeah, I'm really pulling for him.
So, and the Giants are a good franchise. I really hope they do win it. You know, they got a wonderful fan base. They got a wonderful stadium. They deserve it. I think they deserve a championship. I really do. And this would be what, the third World Series they won in the last, what, 10 years?
No, it'd be their fourth.
Fourth, yeah. Is that like the most of any team?
I think so far, yeah. 2010, 2012, 2014, 2021. Yeah, that's going to be their fourth.
If they win this year, this would be their fourth.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think they were projected to win 75 games this year.
75 games this year, yeah.
And they won 107?
They won 107?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Giants are a team that I feel like is really – it's either they're really good one year or one year they're really bad. They go from – like they're hot or cold. They're like hit or miss, you know?
Yes, and the fact that he's on that team and he's like I think 36, I'm pulling for the Giants.
He's doing really well with them.
Yeah,
too.
And he got the only run last night with a home run.
Yeah, I think him and Posey are the best players on that team. Yeah, I mean, they got a really good team. I mean, you know, the coach is still – is it still Bochy?
No, it's Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler, who he used to coach
– The Phillies.
The Phillies, yeah. You know, he's not a terrible coach. He's actually pretty good. He's got a good team. You know, they got the owner runs the team really well. You know, they're a good franchise that I feel like, you know, can go really far in the next 10, 15, 20 years. I mean, they consistently win championships, and that's what teams look for in terms of a good ownership.
Yeah, and the fact that they've been winning since 2010.
Yeah, I mean they consistently win championships, and when you win championships, that's like the goal. That's like the, you know, you play soccer, your goal is to kick the ball into the net. That's their goal. You know, that's what they want to do. That's get the championships. There's not much more you could do besides win championships.
All right, so before we finish up, because there's really not much to talk about left. We discussed the Giants, we discussed the Jets, discussed the Bills. We basically did our previews for the postseason. So, out of all the teams that are remaining, it looks like it's going to be Boston. It looks like it is Boston. I hate saying it. I mean, yesterday in the moment it bothered me that we lost. It hurt because I want to see them win a championship. I just want one. But now it's just like I'm so proud of where we are because the future is bright. We have all these young guys, this young talent, and Wander Franco. So, right yesterday it hurt, but today, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better because I know what the future has in store for us. So hopefully next year is the year we win, and hopefully we bring in a pitcher. Hopefully we bring back Nelson Cruz unless he decides to hang them up. Out of all the teams that are remaining in the Major League Baseball playoffs, it's Boston. It's most likely going to be the Astros as they're winning this game 5-1. San Francisco's up 2-1, and then Atlanta is up 2-1. So out of all those teams, let's say it's Atlanta versus San Francisco, Boston versus Houston, what team do you think has the best shot not just to go to the World Series but to win the World Series? I'm saying San Fran. I think it's going to be San Fran versus the Astros, and I'm honestly going to go with this pick. I am going to give my boy Evan Longoria a World Series ring, but also a World Series Most Valuable Player Award.
There you go. I think I have to agree with you on the Giants. You know, Giants are a team. Once you're in the playoffs, you're going to the World Series. So I think the Giants play the Red Sox in the World Series, and the Giants win the World Series in 7 games. And it's going to be a good series, 7 games, Giants win the World Series.
And a lot of the Giants have stepped up. You know, they brought in Chris Bryant. But you could look at a guy like Lamonte Wade Jr. I think the guy hit, what, 30 home runs maybe, or 20?
Let's see. Yeah, something like that. I know Posey's playing. I know Posey had a good amount too.
Yes, 56 RBI. And then you had guys like, I think his name was Logan Webb. He had a great season.
Yeah. Yeah. And even Stremski had a good season too.
La Stella. So I think I think the Giants are going to take it. And I really wonder what the odds were if you put down like $100. I know they didn't have the best odds, but that would have been a good payday. And if you look at their roster in the beginning of the season, Kevin Gausman's been good too. If you look at their roster in the beginning of the season, you got Kevin Gausman, Alex Wood, Logan Webb, Anthony DeCesafini. Oh, wow. It says Scott Kazmir's here. I didn't even know he was on the roster. Jake McGee, another former Ray. Then you have Buster Posey, Kurt Casale, Brandon Belt, Darren Ruff. He had a great season. He played well. Wilmer Flores, the former Met. Donovan Solano, Tommy La Stella, Evan Longoria, Chris Bryant, Brandon Crawford, Alex Dickerson, Mike Yastrzemski. On paper, you wouldn't think this team had won 107 games.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It's a team that played well as a team. There wasn't one player that did better than others. They all played together, and they really – When everyone does well, you're going to see great results in your team effort. And everybody did good. Everybody did really well. Pitching was very good. And they're showing it off. You know, they definitely deserve a World Series championship, as, you know, they would be the first team. Well, not they would, if they win the World Series this year, this would be their fourth in the last 10 years, which is amazing. Which is an amazing accomplishment. I don't know if any other team has done that before.
I mean, you have the Red Sox with 3, but to have 4?
I mean, that's – even the New York Yankees, who have 27 world championships, they won 3 in the last – what was it, 3 World Series in a decade? If you look at a decade, they won how many World Series in a decade? Like 3?
Yeah.
And then, right, so – I don't even think the Yankees have done that.
Yeah, I think there was a report that the Yankees went – something like the Yankees went maybe, I think this was the first time the Yankees went they went a decade without winning a championship, because 2009, then from 2010 to 2020, they didn't win.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we're hoping that in the 2020 to 2030 decade – the Yankees could win a World Series. Let's see.
That would suck if they don't after bringing in Gerrit Cole.
I mean, you paid him all that money. You paid him all that money.
He has to have a ring.
I mean, if you won one championship with Gerrit Cole, I think that would be good. 2 would be even better, but 1, just take 1 for now. 1 would be good for now.
Just not next year, because that's supposed to be our year. All right, Brandon, we got like 2 minutes. Give me your final thoughts. Give me a wild prediction, whether it's for football, baseball, basketball. Let's hear it.
Well, so we are very – I mean, it's going to be a fun NBA season. We got a couple of weeks, a week and a half away from opening night. And it's the Nets and the Bucks leading it off. I think it's next Tuesday, I believe. The 19th, because I know Knicks opening night is the 20th. I will be there against the Celtics. It's going to be a fun night. Nets, Bucks, Celtics, Knicks, Wednesday. Going to be a fun season. my final thoughts would be, will Ben Simmons be back in Philly for opening night? And there were reports saying that he has got a vaccine, and not a vaccine, a negative test. So he will report to training camp or to report to the team. So hopefully he does play opening night for the Sixers. As you know, he is a big part of that team. So hopefully he does play with them for opening night.
All right. My final thoughts is that there's a bright future in Tampa Bay. But my wild prediction is going to be Evan Longoria will finish his career with the Tampa Bay Rays after he wins a World Series this year. Because we're going to need another bat. And we're going to need a starter. So I don't know who the starter will be, but I finish on that note. Evan Longoria will come back home to Tampa Bay and finish his career down south.
I really hope you're right, Doug. I feel like that's like a Dwayne Wade kind of move. Dwayne Wade played with the Heat. He left. He went to the Bulls. And then he went to finish his career with the Heat. So I think that would be a good move for Longoria. Win a championship with World Series with the Giants, and then go back to Tampa and try to win a World Series with Tampa.
And then he gets his number retired.
You better be at Tropicana Field when they retire his jersey.
Oh, I will be. I will be. My favorite player.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, it's a pleasure.
Have you ever met him before?
No, I would love to.
Yeah, you should try to meet him one day.
I watch his live shows and all on Instagram.
Oh, he does. He does live Instagrams.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Brian. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Always
on.
A pleasure.
Dougie and Brandon returns next week too.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good one, buddy. Bye. All right, that was Brandon Schwartz on the Doug Serravo Show. Thank you for joining us today. You know, last night when the Rays lost, it killed me. It really hurt me because I really expected this team to go places and to win a championship this year. But you know what? The future is bright, and we have a bright future ahead of us. Again, thank you to all, as you see it on the bottom, thank you for supporting the Doug Serravo Show, Serravo Broadcasting, and all those involved with Serravo Broadcasting. We appreciate your support, and we look forward to seeing you guys next time. Again, Major League Baseball, ups and downs, but that's how all sports are. You got to give it your all to earn it, and we're going to earn a world championship one day. Let's go, Rays. We're on to 2022. It's been a great year. Baseball flew by. Now we're on to basketball. Hockey starts tonight. And football, we got nothing with Giants. Got nothing with the Jets. But what can we do? Again, as always, thank you for watching me on the Doug Serravo Show. See you guys next time.